you're the apprentice. Please, please step closer. Move into the light. I want to get a good look at you. Welcome to the lab. Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. It really is. I stayed up all night because I couldn't get to sleep. I was so excited for this. I'm Riley, and I'm gonna show you how to do your first ever embalming. Oh, this is such a magical moment for you. I can't believe I get to be a part of it. Part of your story as a necromancer. Don't worry, I promise if you're squeamish, you're going to be okay. Think of it like a restorative art project. Oh, thank you for the introduction, but I already know your name. I think we have some classes in the same wing. You're doing anatomy this semester, right? Yeah, I've just seen you around. You're distinct. I like the way your cape billows out behind you when you walk. But that's enough of that. You're here for a lesson, and if I start chattering at you, I'm sure we'll be here all day. Not that I'd mind that. Oh, don't worry about a notepad. This is supposed to be hands-on. In fact, I'll be doing the report while I guide you through the embalming. Could you start by pulling the sheet off our decedent? Her name is Lana, and she was 60 years old when she passed. According to my notes, she won't be raised by the necromancy school, but she'll be buried here on the grounds. It says that she'll have the seal of the Empress on her tombstone. So, if the Empress ever goes to war, our decedent here consents to be raised for that cause. Loyal to the crown, even in death. Huh? Decedent? Yeah, that's the term. You thought we called the bodies cadavers? A cadaver is when the body, or parts of it, are being used for educational purposes. Yeah, like when someone donates their body for study. You have to be really healthy or die from something very rare to do that. We try to call the decedent by their name when we're working with them, even if they're not being raised. It's just good manners, you know? There she is! I already washed her hair and gave her a sponge bath plus aspiration. That means I drained her fluids for you. I put the sheet back on because I wanted you to get the full effect. This is a magical moment after all. And, you know, because I'm so nice. Today, I just want you to focus on the embalming mixture and application. Lana looks dehydrated, and that's the ideal.